Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When they got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains. But the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus? Son of the Most High God, I adjure you by God, do not torment me." He had been saying to him, "Unclean spirit, come out of the man." He asked him, "What is your name?" He replied, "Legion is my name. There are many of us." And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside. And they pleaded with him, "Send us into the swine, let us enter them." And he led them, and an unclean spirit came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea, where they were drowned. The swine herds ran away and reported the incidents in the town and throughout the countryside, and people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by legion, sitting there clothed and in his right mind, and they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incidents exclaimed to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg him to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, "Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord, in his pity, has done for you." Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's amazing, the calling of Jesus is different. Some are called to follow him closely. Some are called to stay in their hometown and do witnesses. These are different vocations of life. Some are called to religious life, some called to a family life. Whatever is important, to live the life of Jesus, to witness the gospel, no matter where we are. So thank the Lord that we are called to our different vocations, and he is with us. Let's praise the Lord and also lift up ourselves on a daily basis, the will of God, every present moment. We remind ourselves, what is impossible for man is possible for God.